The novel, The Boys Who Woke Up Early, takes a look at the Jim Crow South along the border of Virginia and West Virginia in 1960. Author and journalist A.D. Hopkins tells the story through the eyes of three teenage boys. Hopkins grew up in central Appalachia and worked as a newspaper reporter. Later, he moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and was eventually inducted into the Nevada Press Association's Hall of Fame. But he never forgot the places where he grew up. Eric Douglas brings us this story.
Tell me about the book, The Boys Who Woke Up Early.
The principal character, Stoney, is kind of a juvenile delinquent who is always in trouble with his school, with actual law enforcement. They live in a town called Early, Virginia, in 1960. And this is a time when The Ku Klux Klan is still lingering around, when the color bar is still very much in force. Jack Stoney and a young black man named Roosevelt helped drag the town into the 20th century, thus becoming the Boys Who Woke Up Early.
Tell me why you decided to set the story in this border, it's a fictional county, but in this border county between Virginia and West Virginia.
At that time, West Virginia was the more progressive state, and I needed the influence of that state to kind of leak over into the fictional town of Early. The labor laws were better in West Virginia at the time.
So why did you pick 1960? I mean, I can guess, but I want to hear it from you. Why that was a transitional period for you?
Well, because I knew 1960 like the back of my hand. That was when I was the age that Stoney and Jack are. I knew the culture of that time so very well. It was just more possible for me to write accurately about it.
Was there a point you were trying to make with the book?
I wasn't specifically trying to make a point with the book, but I think all books do make a point if you write truly about life. And I would say the point of this book would be that young people often bring about social change, and they don't necessarily bring it about intentionally, but simply by living ethically.
Are there more books in the future for you?
Everybody wants me to write a sequel, and so I'm doing some research and thinking about doing it right now.
Are you thinking about another Stoney book, or are you thinking just another book set in Early?
I'm thinking about another Stoney book, which would not be set in Early.
Any idea what he'll take on next?
Well, Stoney, we've already determined in this book that Stoney will become a policeman, actual policeman, not a fantasy policeman. He'll be a young officer in this.
How did you end up in Las Vegas?
There's a western branch of my family that lives in Colorado, and I got them to give me a job when you're working construction, and I fell in love with the West. When I had a chance to move on to another job, I looked for one in the West, and Las Vegas was the first place that agreed to hire me.
You said you were a journalist here in Virginia, and I think your bio says North Carolina as well.
Yes. Lynchburg, Petersburg, and Greensboro, North Carolina.
What were some of the stories you were reporting on at the time?
I covered small town police departments. At the time, nearly everybody started as a police reporter. All of those cities happened to be at the center of several rural counties. And so they covered several counties as well. And so I had a great deal of experience in the small courthouses and sheriff's departments of very rural Virginia.
Is there someplace in your mind's eye that this story takes place, or is it completely made up, or a combination of, I guess, of several places?
I'm a journalist rather than a writer like Tolkien or somebody who invents worlds out of whole cloth. So nearly every event in the book happens somewhere, sometime, to somebody in Virginia or North Carolina. But not to any one person, and not in any one place. Since some of these events are fairly negative, I didn't want to give any real community a black eye by saying all of these different things happened in that community. So I invented a community to give the black eye to.
because at some point you actually do want to come back to Appalachia and visit family. You don't want to be ostracized when you come back.
Right. I just recently did that, and I was very welcomed. Everybody in my hometown wants to put a real name to each character in the book. I keep telling them that even though a particular character might have been inspired by a real person, once you get to using those people in a fictional story, you have to change their nature, have to change their personalities in order to get them to do what they need to do to carry out the story. So even if they started out being a real person, which not all of them did, they're very different people by the time I get through with them.
All right, sir, I think that covers it. I appreciate you coming in bright and early this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was author A.D. Hopkins talking to Inside Appalachia associate producer Eric Douglas about his book, The Boys Who Woke Up Early. This interview was part of a series of interviews with authors from the region.